Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out to Laura Tapuzian, Executive Director for the Michigan Venture Capital Association, and they're headquartered in Novi, Michigan. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Ara.
Thanks, Jeffrey. It's always great talking to you.
Excellent. Now, it's been a couple of months, and there's always new and different audience members out there across the statewide business community. So give a refresher on what exactly the Michigan Venture Capital Association is.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So MVCA has been around close to 20 years. We're a trade association membership-based, and our members include venture capitalists, venture capital firms, corporate firms, angel investors, angel groups, university partners, a small group of service providers, and these are folks that work in the investment arena. And what we do for our members is that we provide a number of different things. So we do an annual research report that talks about the activity of venture capital here in Michigan. We do a landscape guide, which is about to come out, our updated version, and this is great for entrepreneurs to take a look. It's kind of a quasi membership directory and resource guide. And this is something that they can get online at michiganvca.org. And entrepreneurs can take a look at that, and it's got a wealth of information to it. Certainly we do networking, but in a pandemic, as you alluded to a little while ago, that's been difficult to do this year. So what we've been providing this year has been an abundant amount of relevant webinars that we've done. We've done about a dozen of those this year. And, you know, they are on a variety of topics that really concern both, you know, VC and angel activity. We started a podcast called Michigan VC Talk, and we're in the midst of rolling out more episodes each month on that. And we're featuring not only investors, but entrepreneurs and other folks that really are making a difference in, you know, the Michigan market. But MVCA's goal is really to be a trusted resource, you know, for the investment community and innovation community. And, you know, we hope for a sustained vibrancy of economic growth. I mean, it's been an interesting year, certainly, with COVID. But I'm happy to tell you that I think that early on there might have been a pause in activity, certainly, and a lot of sort of circling the wagons, if you will, with portfolio companies. And that quickly moved on into, as we've talked to a lot of our members, really getting back into it, sourcing deals, looking to invest and certainly grow Michigan. So next year, you know, our report's going to be interesting. You know, prior to COVID, I think that we definitely were looking forward to a real great increase in activity and investment in Michigan. I'd say early on with COVID, I was concerned what that would look like. Now for next year, still a little bit concerned, but I don't think it's going to be as detrimental as folks are, you know, initially thought. So that's kind of a long, short answer for you there, Jeffrey.
Indeed. And we are roughly about a week out, recording slightly ahead of a week, from a year in review, a virtual networking event for 3:30 till 5 p.m. on Thursday, December 10th. Can you tell us what folks that tap into that opportunity would be getting to experience?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So, as you know, every year MVCA does an annual awards dinner where we really convene most of the people in the Michigan ecosystem. We have close to 400 people that attend that event where we provide, you know, a dinner and networking, and then we really applaud some of the successes that have happened in this past year. Certainly with the pandemic, gathering in groups like that, it's just not possible. And so we have postponed our annual awards dinner for 2021. It's on the calendar for next November. But instead, we decided to do this year in review, where we would take the first half hour and talk about some of the highlights and successes that we've seen throughout the year. So Michael Gross, who is with Barrangia and is our current chair of the board of directors, Michael and I are going to really do a short presentation. We've asked our members to provide us their information. Tell us your stories. You know, what good news can we share to the audience? Whether it's some positive news within the investment firm or their portfolio company, or even what maybe some of the portfolio companies did in support of either, you know, PPP for COVID or whatnot, or how they've helped the community. We wanted to hear about it, and we wanted to get a sense too of our investments increasing, staying the same, or decreasing. So we're collecting, still almost finished collecting that data, and we're going to talk about that in the presentation. We'll talk a little bit about what MVCA has done this year as well, and try to give a little bit of a forecast for 2021. Then we're going to jump into virtual networking. We haven't done a lot of that this year. I mean, obviously, we haven't been able to gather. And I think a lot of people have been zoomed out, for lack of a better term, with a lot of the networking that goes on. But I think that that's a component that's going to stay with us for a little bit. So this is going to be kind of our first entry into doing, utilizing a professional platform and, putting this together. So we're encouraging anyone that wants to know more about what has gone on in Michigan that is involved with the investment and innovation arena, and those that are interested just in knowing what sort of has gone on, they can go through our website. For non-members, there is a nominal charge of $50, but what they get with that is a $25 gift coupon that they can use and, you know, order locally and support the local economy that they're in, either food or drink, you know, for that.
Well, excellent. And that's a great place to take a break and actually dive into the event to the point that these don't happen in a vacuum and that there are fine folks that step up to support and make them happen. Tell me about event sponsor GM Ventures.
GM Ventures, major supporter of MVCA, is sort of the event sponsor for this. And so they're helping us out with it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Go ahead. I think there's others that you wanted to thank.
But if I could just real quick run through, we've got, as I mentioned earlier, a bunch of service providers that help us during the year, and we want to thank them this year. And those include GDI, Infotech, Sandrowski, Corporate Advisors, Varnum, Pepper Hamilton, Bodman, Jaffe, Gunderson Dettmer, Bank of Ann Arbor, Fishman Stewart, Kerr Russell, Gallagher, Plant Moran, and Warner Norcross and Judd. And these are service providers, Jeffrey, that not only help us during the course of the year, but they're kind of co-sponsors of the MVCA year in review. Now I can take a deep breath.
There you go. Yes, you got it all in. And our time has actually run by so quickly that we're at an end here. But I certainly wanted to thank you for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today. And we do look forward to that opportunity on Thursday, December 10th. Once again, 3:30 till 5 p.m. It is the MVCA, Michigan Venture Capital Association's Year in Review, a virtual networking event. Ara, once again, thanks so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Jeffrey, thank you very much and for all of your support in the past. And we wish everybody a great, happy holiday and crossing our fingers for a better 2021.
Exactly. Perfect. Yes, I was looking forward to my 9th gala, but this time around, well, you have a track record of changing it up every year. And, well, you are living up to that standard of changing it up this year. So, and we look forward to next November as well. So, once again, we've been speaking with Ara Tapuzian, Executive Director for the Michigan Venture Capital Association out of Novi, Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.